The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Good morning. Here she comes. Yes. Good morning. Here she comes. Oh, we have a new friend coming too. Thank you so much for being here. Good morning. Good morning. All right. I would like to remind you guys of a line that we heard read just a minute ago from the reading from Hebrews. It said, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses. All right. Hebrews was talking about all kinds of folks that we hear stories about in the Bible. Rahab and Barak and Jephthah and Daniel and all kinds of people that we hear stories about, right? And the man in that who is writing that said, we're surrounded by them. We're surrounded by their story. All right. I want you to look around the church because the church here was designed so that we could be surrounded. Take a look at those windows over there. You see those five men in the windows over there? The one in the middle is Moses. And then if you go over here, it's Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel. They get to start surrounding us. Now, it's nothing you got to be afraid of because they're surrounding us with God's love over on this side. In the middle there, that's Jesus. And then we have Matthew and Mark and Luke and St. John, right? If you look up here and you see all of those pictures on that archway, all of those pictures on the archway, they represent Jesus' 12 followers. And then way back there, that's Martin Luther and his friend Philip Melanchthon and his other friend Johann Bugenhagen. It's a great name. Right? So we're surrounded by all of those witnesses here in church, right? But also look out there in the crowd. They're also witnesses that we're surrounded by, right? They're all there helping us to feel the love and the presence of God. I brought a picture of my family. That's just me and my sisters and brothers and all their kids. That's just my family. And they, to me, are part of my cloud of witnesses, right? Where's me? There I am. I had much darker hair, right? Darker hair, but not a lot of it still. All right? But then there's another great cloud of witnesses. Do you remember this? Do you remember this? That was from Vacation Bible School. And you're all part of this great cloud of witnesses. You see, we all get to surround each other with God's love. We are all, for each other, part of that great cloud of witnesses. Along with Moses and Isaiah, along with Jesus and Luke, along with Martin Luther and his friend Bugenhagen. You are in that cloud of witnesses. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us so much that you came to save us. We thank you for helping us to become part of the great cloud of witnesses. Help us to share your love. Help us to care for our neighbor. And help us always to follow you. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. You guys have a great day.